question as far as the criteria for nominating the candidates who are then at the disposal of the president of India, and who chooses among them who will be the members, why the number of women members is limited to one. You spoke about the complaints, and especially as far as violations of armed forces in this respect, and the very limited power of the commission to investigate and to follow up on these, on the cases. And you said they disposed of 3,000 cases, around three. What is the meaning of disposed? In what way? Can you please give us statistics or approximate numbers on the cases that were investigated, that way, and then where the perpetrator has been proven guilty and convicted, and what kind of sentences they received, and what repairs were given to the victims. I noticed that, knowing, of course, it's a very huge country, and there are economic restrictions, but I noticed that the amount of money in US dollars that is allocated to those cases for repairs, generally for cases of violation for repairs, was somehow limited. I think you spoke about 120 cases that were allocated. I didn't understand this. The equivalent of the $6 million US dollars was what in particular? My last comment would be that who pays rules? And you are providing the financial assistance, or I think the most of the budget of the commission and the logistic assistance. Does that makes you having a big say on the activities, involvement? I just want to clarify this point, and thank you very much.
Muchas gracias a usted, señora Bacín. Escucharemos seguidamente al último orador, señor Teraya, por favor, tiene la palabra.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses. I have to say the response is just general, not precise, but I appreciate your response itself. I have five comments, unfortunately, but let me explain the background of my